Sletz review. The Mishnah discusses various scenarios regarding the prohibition of Yayin Nesach, wine that was touched by a non-Jew. Zak the Mishnah, Oyvik Acham Shoye Mavrali Yisrael, Kadi Yayin Mimokim Lamokim, Imhoye Becheskes Hamishtamer Mutter. If a non-Jew is transporting jugs of wine for a Jew and the Jew leaves him alone with the wine is considered supervised if he was fearful that the Jew might return at any moment and the wine is therefore permitted. And the Gemara cites a brisa that explains the parameters of this halacha in a similar scenario. If one hired drivers and workers to carry his taharas, the Gemara explains that they were generally ami ha'aretz, unlearned and considered tamei. But in this case, he made sure that they became tahor before embarking on the trip. However, they're still concerned that they might allow other ami ha'aretz to touch the taharas. Nevertheless, afila hiflig mehen yosim emil taharas of taharas. Even if he left them for more than the time it takes to travel a mil, the produce retains its status of taharas because we assume that the workers did not allow anyone tamei to touch the taharas because bolem derech akolosin. Since the Jew can approach them without their knowledge, they are afraid that he might return at any moment. However, the brisa continues, "Vem amalehen luchuba nibo achareichem kivinish nisal me'ein mehem taharas of tameis." If he tells them, "Go and I will follow," the taharas are assumed to be tamei as soon as he can no longer see them, because as the Gemara explains, "Samcha daitayu veinam aretz makbar al magi chaver." They're confident that he will not return so soon, and so we are concerned that they will allow someone impure to touch the taharas. Similarly, in our Mishnah, "Evik acham shayim maverli Yisrael kadi yaim mamakim lamakim imhayi becheskes amishtam emuter." Rashi explains based on the Gemara, "Af bi shehiflig Yisrael mina akum mil imloi haydihu shehu maflig muter demirtas akum kol shay tahashta asi." Even if he leaves him for a while, if he did not inform him that he was leaving, the wine is permitted because he will be afraid at every moment that the Jew might return. However, the Mishnah continues, "Imhayidihu shehu maflig kadei sheyishtam miyistam miyigiv." If the Jew informs him that he is leaving him alone for a while, the wine is forbidden if the non-Jew was alone long enough to drill a hole in the jug and then reseal it and for it to dry. The wine is only forbidden if the non-Jew was alone long enough to open the lid, seal it with a new lid, and for it to dry, which is a longer amount of time. Similarly, the Mishnah continues, "Hamaniach yein b'kroina b'svina v'halach lei b'kapadraya nichnas l'medina v'rachatz mutter." If a Jew leaves wine in a wagon or boat alone with a non-Jew and then takes his shortcut and enters the city to bathe, the wine is permitted since the non-Jew didn't know he was bathing and was fearful that he might return at any moment. However, if the Jew informed him that he is leaving him alone, the wine is forbidden if the non-Jew was alone long enough to drill a hole in the jug and then reseal it and for it to dry. The wine is forbidden if the non-Jew was alone long enough to open the lid, seal it with a new lid, and for it to dry. The Mishnah teaches a third scenario. The Jew leaves a non-Jew alone in his store with some wine. Even though he came and went, leaving him alone, the wine is permitted. However, if the Jew informs him that he is leaving him alone for a while, the wine is forbidden if the non-Jew was alone long enough to drill a hole in the jug and then reseal it and for it to dry. The wine is forbidden if the non-Jew was alone long enough to open the lid, seal it with a new lid, and for it to dry. The Gemara explains why the Mishnah lists all three scenarios. If the Mishnah only taught the first case of transporting the wine, we might have thought, perhaps the non-Jew transporting the wine is indeed afraid of being discovered. But when he's on a wagon or boat, he's confident that he's alone and will do what he wants. Furthermore, perhaps even on the wagon or boat, he's afraid that the Jew will approach from another direction, climb onto a high wall, and see him from the shore. But in his own store, he can lock the door and do what he wants. Therefore, the Mishnah tells us that the wine is permitted in all three cases. The Gemara explains the machlekes in how much time the wine becomes forbidden. Machlekes bishel sid. There are only arguments regarding barrels sealed with plaster, because the Rabban hold, kivin de melamalo lo yedia, lemasik adaiti de apech v'chazilei. Since new plaster resembles old plaster, the change is not discernible from the top of the lid, and he might drill a hole because he does not suspect that the Jew will check underneath the lid where the new plaster is noticeable. However, Shimon Gamliel holds, lamala lo yedia, lamata mi yedia. Although the new plaster is not noticeable on top of the lid, it is noticeable underneath, and so the non-Jew would not drill a hole. Therefore, the wine is only forbidden if he had enough time to replace the lid entirely. However, the Gemara continues, b'shaltit devei hakol kadesh yiftach v'yigoyf v'yigoyf. regarding barrels sealed with clay, everyone agrees that the wine is only forbidden if he had enough time to replace the lid entirely, because he wouldn't drill a hole, because setumai nikur beimel malo beimel mata. Old clay looks different than new clay even on top of the lid, and so he would not drill a hole. Therefore, the wine would only be forbidden if he had enough time to replace the lid entirely. The Mishnah continues, Ha'yoichli moy ala shulchan, v'niach leginin ala shulchan, v'login ala dulfki, v'hniche v'yatza. The Jew was eating with a non-Jew at one table, and he left some bottles on the table and others in the cupboard. And the Jew left the non-Jew alone. Masha ala shulchan aser, sh'ala dulfki mutter. The bottles on the table are forbidden, but the bottles in the cupboard are permitted. However, v'm amalai have a meizig v'shaisa, av sh'ala dulfki aser. If as he was leaving, he told the non-Jew to continue drinking all the bottles of it, but even those in the cupboards, because he will take the liberty of pouring from any bottle in the room. The Mishnah concludes, Chavias pesuchas asuris, setumais mutaris, kedesh yiftach v'yigav v'tigiv. Open barrels of wine are forbidden, while closed barrels are permitted as long as the non-Jew is not left alone long enough to open the lid, make a new lid, and then seal it. And the Gemara refers from here, halacha k'rbishimim gamliel. Hayil b'tnan, stomach kabasei. The Mishnah here rules in accordance with Reb Shimon Gamliel. The Gemara points out, Kaimel and Kavasei de Reb Shimon Gamliel do leichayish leshetuma, ve'elchaz ha-kavasei de Reb Eliezer do leichayish leziyufa. We rule like Reb Shimon Gamliel in that we are not concerned that the non-Jew might drill a hole in the barrel. However, we also rule like Reb Elazar, who does not suspect forgery, and so we are also not concerned that the non-Jew would go through the bother of creating an entirely new seal. Nevertheless, ha'idna, nowadays, we do not entrust non-Jews with barrels of wine, because Mishum Shaicha, there is a small hole in the barrels to allow the odors to leave, and they might drink through that hole. A related ruling, Zayna Evedes Kachav Yisrael Mesuben Etzla, Chamer Shari. If a Jew is dining with a non-Jewish Zayna, we may drink his wine, because Nehide Takav Lo Yitzra Davera, Yitzra Diay Nesach Le Takav Lo. Although he may give in to his temptation regarding snus, he will not give in to the lesser desire for Yayin Nesach and would not allow her to touch the wine. However, Zayni Yisraelis, V'ayvdi k'chav mesuven, chamer aser. If a Jewish Zayin is drinking with non-Jews, the wine is forbidden because Hayil Bezila alayu basra'i grira. Since she allows them to demean her, she would allow them to touch the wine.